This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you. It's my Christmas swan song today. I'm leaving you after today.
So am I.
Todd's gone after today. Kev, you're a trooper. You're going to be here, aren't you?
I will be here tomorrow and Wednesday.
Daniel, how about you? Will you be here?
Hopefully.
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully.
If it is a medical situation, you may be, you may not be. You never know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully you're feeling better, buddy.
The good thing is the survival rate on that particular issue is, I think, 100%. So
he's good, yep.
Yeah. I think God designed kidney stones so that men...
100% no fun.
Men could understand just a little sliver of what childbirth is like.
I think
you
that
know?
Might be.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that was the idea. You know, just toughen us up a little bit. Anyway, we're thinking of you, Daniel. We're rooting for you. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. We have on the program today Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator John Hoeven. There are a lot of things happening in Washington, D.C. The COVID relief bill finally happening. Nancy Pelosi should be embarrassed. You got a pandemic. And she is holding out on all of this relief that they obviously were going to pick up on. Here's the latest that I've heard. For one, the $600 per adult, $600 per child direct payment thing is in again. I don't know what I think of that. Obviously, somebody that needs it, you'd say, well, you know, lost the job, what, you know, whatever. But do the math on this stuff. What is it, like $1,000 million checks being handed out in this bill? It's about $1 trillion. $1,000 million checks. Right? Isn't that $1 trillion? I think that's my math.
No, $1 billion is $1 million million. So it's $1 million billion. Yeah, think about that.
Jeez, I'm getting a headache already.
Do the math. Yeah. Yeah. $300 per week in enhanced unemployment benefits through March. $284 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program that provides grants and forgivable loans to businesses. Senator Cramer was part of that effort on the forgivable side. We'll talk to him about that. $82 billion for education. Get a load of this. Governors would get $4 billion to spend on education aid at their discretion.
Oh, good. It is $1 million million, by the way. Not a, yeah. $1,000 billion is $1 trillion.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
$10 billion for child care. $15 billion in grants for theater operators. That's interesting.
Oh, good.
And owners of small performance venues. You know what that is? That's a New York City Broadway bailout is what
yeah,
that is.
That's what that is.
Chuck E. Schumer got that in there. It is sad, though. Theaters shut down, right? I mean, shut down.
Well, True North and Dakota Stage here will appreciate that, though. So.
True. $25 billion in rental assistance and an extension of the moratorium on evictions. $13 billion in funds for food stamp and child nutrition benefits. $30 billion.
Don't you feel a little sorry for landlords? That I mean, there's no incentive to pay your rent if you can't get evicted.
Yeah, that's a tough one, too. Because, you know, say you lose your job and somebody else in the family gets COVID and a number of things, you feel horrible for them, obviously. But the landlord has a mortgage, too. Right? So that's sort of like they're, you know, I mean.
If a landlord wants to cut some slack to somebody who's having a tough time, that's one thing. But it's another thing if somebody has just decided to screw the system and say, you can't evict me.
Yep.
What I don't get is
right here. You can't do a thing.
Yep.
What I don't get is if there's $25 billion in rental assistance, then there shouldn't be a need for a moratorium on evictions.
Right.
Because if, you know, you're in need of the rental assistance, you apply for that, then you don't need to be evicted. But they have both in here. I don't know why. $30 billion for the procurement and distribution of a COVID vaccine, testing, tracing, $1.8 billion in tax credits for businesses to provide paid leave.
I have a question.
Oh, my gosh.
If we're $24 trillion in debt and we don't have the money and we're just printing it, why don't we just give each American $1 million? Why don't we just print $1 million for everybody and call it a day? I'll be good.
So 300...
whatever.
$1 million cost.
Just keep the presses rolling. Come on.
Yeah.
Set us all up. Let's go. Just saying.
It'd be a little easier.
If that's what we're doing, because that's all we're doing is printing more money.
I do have to think.
We don't have.
But by the way, there is $15 billion in payroll assistance to airlines as well. And there's 32,000 furloughed workers in the payroll, so they would be able to come back to work now. So that's one other little thing in here. I'm just wondering, if we pull out the Declaration of Independence, okay, the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the whole works, so just check at the signatures at the bottom, and then we checked in with each of them to say, does this fit your vision? Is this something you think is how you're meant for America to be? I don't know. Tell me what you think, folks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. As I mentioned, I'm leaving for Christmas, as is Todd and a few others. I will be back on, it's a week. I'll be gone a week. Gone next Monday and then back on Tuesday. Leon Francis and a few other surprises for you as the guest host, but just want to let you know that this is my last day to wish you Merry Christmas to you and your family. And you know what? 2020 was... The only term I've been able to come up with today to describe 2020 is a crap sandwich. I'm just trying to clean it up so I don't get the buzzer from Todd, you know? Is crap sandwich work okay, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah.
That's an understatement, and we all know it, but, you know.
But it's still Christmas. It's still Christmas.
Amen.
So, think of that. It's still Christmas. So, just put it in the rearview mirror. But I do wish you a Merry Christmas. Ryan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hello, Ryan. Are you there? All right. We'll try one more time here. Daniel is seeing if he's ready to rock and roll. Ryan, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Scott?
Now I can. Yes, go ahead.
Ah, fantastic. Merry Christmas, fellas. I hope you have a nice trip, Scott.
Thank you. Same to you.
I'm not in a very celebratory mood today. For the last 9 months, I've been working about 40, 45 hours a week, just north of full-time. I've been paying my rent. I'm from here in South Dakota, one of the remnants, anyway, of the land of the free. I don't feel like I really need help, but yet these politicians are slapping themselves on the back for taking other people's money and giving it away, just like they always do. Well, the politicians are the problem when you get right down to it. I just want to be left alone, continue to be left alone.
I think you probably are speaking for a whole lot of folks that just found a way through this last year to meet the challenges and do what they need to do and didn't expect any kind of benefit or anything else. So I hear you. I think the Paycheck Protection Program was a good expenditure of tax dollars for the following reason. When government is telling businesses you must close, that's just wrong. That's just plain wrong. And when you're telling them you can't be open, and if you are open, you have to limit how many customers come in, there has to be some remedy for that demand. So that, I think, makes sense. And it also kept people employed. You know, it kept people working.
I guess what I don't get is why will we need a Paycheck Protection Act if the politicians weren't screwing us over in the first place? Here, I'll dump some water on you. After I pour the gasoline on you and immolate you with a match, but you can thank me for trying to put out the fire.
I hear you, Ryan. I hear you. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your passion. Thank you very much. Dickinson, North Dakota is a nice place, and that's where Chris is. What's on your mind, Chris?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to everybody. But I was just want to put out there, if you could do it for me, if you're going to have both senators on the line today, put in a request or two requests. A, that they both senators back Mo Brooks' letter to have hearings. He sent a letter to the majority leaders about having hearings on the election fraud. I would request that they both join in behind that so they have the hearings on the election fraud before the January 6th certification, and also on January 6th, after hearing the evidence, that they object to the contested states. And if they want to see the evidence, they're more than welcome to go to defendingtherepublic.org. It's the website Cindy Paul's put together, but she's got it laid out pretty nicely on there. And I also encourage the listening audience to call the representatives and our senators to do the same in all your states that are listening.
Good info, Chris. Thank you very much for that. And, you know, I tell you, Mo Brooks has the right idea there. All they're asking for is to take all this evidence and have an actual hearing. Ron Johnson started a little bit of it in the Senate last week. That was great. And people out there that have not been heard in Congress before. Why wouldn't you want the evidence vetted before January 2nd? There's 6th, rather. There's no possible way. You could have any other excuse other than you want this thing to fly by. That's a great idea. Sylvester, South Dakota, John Fargo.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Here's Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins & Kronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins & Kronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax and let Collins & Kronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Kronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The moon is right. It's about time to start planning for lunch, don't you think? Where am I going? What's for lunch? How about home cooking? And grab-and-go convenience. Of course, I'm talking about our friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA. That's right. Valley City. beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham today, sausage, potato, and hardwood, chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The meatball subs are on today, 12th Avenue North. That's what I'm talking about. And the chicken pot pie in Euland today. The chicken pot pie.
Uh-huh.
How about that? No, I'm sorry.
Love their chicken.
I read you the wrong thing in Euland.
Oh.
Chicken pot pie is tomorrow.
Okay.
In Euland today, it's Mongolian beef and orange chicken. All right? So, still chicken for you, Kev. Just a little different.
Yeah. Chinese vibe doer there.
Telephone number 701-258-0550. Got that? Text me at 701-367-2054. Talking a little bit about the COVID relief bill and anything else on your mind today. Lay it on us. Sylvester in South Dakota. You're next to go.
Yeah, Todd. Mom?
You are on, Sylvester. Go ahead.
You know, Chris is kind of took my thought, or has my thought. But what did he say? Defendtherepublic.org? Is that where they would go to find information?
Yeah, defendingtherepublic.org. It's Sidney Powell's website that they've had up with all the data and all the, you know, filings in the courts. And so there's a lot of information there. Yep.
Okay. I was thinking before you said that, you know, couldn't iHeartRadio do a podcast thing with all the information you've had for the last, what are we going to go on, 6-8 weeks now? And put a thing together and so we could tell our senators and representatives that they could go to that place and get that information and hear what we're hearing. Because we hear from them and they don't have enough information. They just can't decide yet. And listening for the last, to your program for the last 8 weeks, you know, there's plenty of information there. They could just go to that and get informed, I guess. We got to take away their excuses.
You know, Sylvester brings up a really good point here because, you know, in this day and age, in our case, we do a show, and we've tried very hard to at least every day have somebody that has some information that isn't necessarily in the mainstream out there that can help you. I mean, we had the fellows on that started that data counting effort where they actually were contacting people who, you know, supposedly voted for Biden, and then they said, no, I didn't, and so they, you know, that was amazing, right? And yep. A number of other people as well. Michael Lindell's been right in the middle of this whole thing. But how do you disseminate that information? And I think the key thing is, you know, you pick up something as Sylvester in South Dakota that you think is, I mean, they need to know this. Take your pick, right? Whatever it is, the voting machines or the ballots or whatever it is that concern you, and you call Senator Thune's office and say, right, he needs to find out more about blank. You write him a letter. You send him an email and say, you know, I heard on this program, on this day, this individual, this is information you need. I think that's where I come back to. We did a show last week where we said, how do we fight? What does fight look like? In other words, it's frustrating to not have more people paying attention to the evidence we see before our eyes. And that's why I think this Mo Brooks idea is a fantastic idea. Mo Brooks, member of Congress, has not stopped fighting, and he now wants hearings. Well, shazam. What could possibly be wrong with that? Let's have actual congressional hearings and say, did this happen or didn't it happen? If it did, what was the number of votes that were impacted? And just keep a tally and find out where you're at. Then discuss a remedy. But I don't think they do that unless the great unwashed, that'd be us, Sylvester, the great unwashed, do our part. Because it's not enough to sit back and just be mad and, you know, scream at the radio and pound up and down. I think we have to find this stuff and pass it on to members of Congress and to anyone that will listen, that more people pay attention. But your heart's in the right place, Sylvester. It sure is. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. And let's do this as a gift to our infant king.
There you go. A great Christmas exercise to stand up for the greatest country on the face of the earth. And one thing, somebody might be listening saying, well, I can't possibly do what you're suggesting, Scott. Well, you can pray. because that's probably best. That's the best approach to this battle, for sure. John in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Well, I'll tell you, I tried to download on Kevin the other day, and I probably didn't convey as much as I should have. But, you know, Scott, I'll tell you, I'm looking at a lot of things going on right now. I view my congressional delegation as being really weak on the Second Amendment and as far as supporting democracy, because they come from North Dakota. Half of us own guns. The other half are married to the ones who own them. Let's start with the facts. The other thing that's really annoying me is since this COVID stuff started, you know, when they talk about this bill passing over the weekend and how wonderful they are, you know, my wife is making about half of that $300 a week working child care. So where's the incentive for her to keep working is part of it. I realize people need help. But when they talk about, you know, rent assistance, but then, you know, like you said, oh, but we're not going to kick you out either. Where's the incentive to pay your rent? I just think that this has all just gotten so out of control, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
So what do you do about it, John?
Well, I kind of lean with Mitch McConnell on some of this. There needed to be, and I know he kind of worked at it, there needs to be more checks and balances in how this money is doled out. Because, you know, frankly, they've had the better part of a year to work on this now. It's not like this COVID thing happened yesterday afternoon at this point.
It's a good point. You know? The first one was needed immediately so that you didn't have a complete, you know, rush
of
the bottom.
Meltdown of the country, you know.
Right, exactly.
I understand that. And this is where I get annoyed with my congressional delegation, like I said, Scott, on the Second Amendment issue alone. They both come from, all three of them come from North Dakota. There's tons of gun owners here. We're the ones who keep them in office, and they better figure that out in a hurry, because we can remove them from office just like we did Senator Heitkamp. You sell us up the river, we'll send you up the river the other way.
John, thanks a bunch. Bernie and Garrison, what's on your mind?
I believe this package is crazy because, you know, there's so many jobs opening in Bismarck, and I've tried to get somebody in my small business, and every one of them say that they can't mess up their unemployment and work for me. And I knew 10 people personally that were on unemployment that just applied for it because they thought, you know, we can get it, no questions asked, and they got it. And that's wrong. And then I know other people who won't go on unemployment because they think it's wrong. I mean, I just think that giving people unemployment when there's so many jobs available is ridiculous. And nobody wants to work when you get extra money.
You speak for many, Bernie. In Garrison, thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a new strain of COVID-19 has been discovered in the United Kingdom, Assistant HHS Secretary Admiral Brett Giroir on Fox says the current vaccines will be effective and not to worry.
We have every reason to believe, lots of scientific reasons to believe that it will work because the vaccine goes against many parts of that spike protein, not just the one, but it will be within a matter of days that the scientific experiments will definitively prove that. Probably not going to be within the next 24 hours, but within the next matter of days. But again, we absolutely expect there to be great vaccine coverage against this strain and the many of the other hundreds of mutations that are out there.
President Trump on Wednesday said the rockets that hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, wounding Iraqi civilians this week, came from Iran. A photo posted by the president showed three unexploded rockets with Iranian markings and warned the regime of further attacks. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bells will be ringing.
My last chance before Christmas to suggest you be the hero of Christmas by going to MyPillow.com today and ordering up some things that will make people smile. Now, you can do gift cards, too, so they can pick out their right size sheets or what color robe they want or sheets. But if I were you, I'd just go for it. So the big box is open and you pull out two MyPillow premiums, $29.98. By the way, that's $40 off the price, their lowest price ever right now, just $5 more for King. Those are Queen at $29.98. The new MyPillow bathrobes are unbelievable. Truly, best bathrobe you'll ever put on. Even those ones they say at the hotel, oh, if you'd like to purchase one of our robes, it'd be $250. Yeah, right. These things, great price, and they're 30% off at the great price already at MyPillow.com. And the gift cards, as I say, a great safe way to go, too. But mattress topper, pet beds, you name it, they've got it. MyPillow towel sets and sheet sets, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So members of Congress have been, I don't know if they've been taken hostage, but they've been, you know, holed up in Congress for a long time with year-end bills and government shutdowns and the final COVID relief. What the heck's that like? Anyway, we connected with Senator Cramer this morning and asked if he'd spend a few minutes talking about the COVID bill and just the whole process here. How many days now? This is because you were there last weekend, you were there this weekend, and it's a little unusual, right?
Well, I wish it was more unusual than it is, Scott, but thanks for reaching out this morning. I've been up since 4 o'clock working on this stuff and was up late last night. And I'm not complaining about it. That's the job. But I will tell you, to the degree we're held hostage by our own dysfunction. And it's very frustrating. There are a lot of very frustrated members right now, Republicans and Democrats alike. Because what we're doing today is we're going to be passing, I presume we'll pass, it's going to pass the House here in a little bit and then this come to us late tonight. Basically a 10,000 page bill, that none of us will have read, obviously, except that we have been working on it for a year. And what it'll include is it's going to include a large omnibus spending bill. What that is that's what would normally be 12 different appropriations bills as designed by our, you know, by our process, but a process that very rarely since I've been here has been used. So it's one giant $1.4 trillion spending bill, and I can go through some details of that later. It includes the coronavirus latest, you know, COVID relief package, which is about $900 billion. So if you're, if you didn't take Common Core math, that's $2.3 trillion so far. It's tax extenders, which every year this happens because, again, the Finance Committee and the Ways and Means Committee in the House don't, you know, don't pass these things or have hearings on them all year long. So they just wait till the end, and then a chairman or two throws whatever they want into it, and they says, surprise, your vote up or down on this. So that would be part of the same package. Water Resources Development Act, which is a bill that passed unanimously in the committee that I'm on, and I chair the subcommittee of the water subcommittee of the Environment and Public Works Committee. We passed it unanimously in committee, and it sat there until now. Now it's going to be part of this giant package. You know, and then a few other, you know, things. But it's very, very frustrating, Scott. So the process is that you work all year on these things. Some don't, some do. A lot of things that you work on all year, and then it comes down to Christmas, and then people get serious about it. And so people might recall that we, you know, the fiscal year runs out on September 30th. And every year, as we get close to September 30th, some smart person says, you know, maybe we should start working on those appropriations bills now that the government's going to shut down. And so let's pass a continuing resolution for a couple of months and buy some time for negotiators to, you know, start working on it and get us past the election. And so we did this continuing resolution until December 11th. And you might recall that's not today. So on December 11th, when there hadn't been a conclusion, we extended it for another week, which means that everyone can take a break for 6 days and start working at the end of the new overtime. And then when we couldn't get it done by that time, we extended it for two more days. So that's what we've been doing the last couple of days. And last night, we extended it for one more day so that we could finally get this big package done. So that's, in a nutshell, what's going on.
So have you ever seen that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It just seems to me that, you know, this sounds like the idea of, you know, well, put the homework off and then having to crash on the homework. And, you know, once you get the extension, then you wait till the last minute to take it up again. What, I mean, what in the world? It's just.
So it's a great point, Scott, because it's very frustrating to me. But, you know, I've never been here when they've done it the way they talk about how they used to do it, where you have 12 appropriations bills and you take one up at a time. And the subcommittee on agriculture takes up the ag piece, and, you know, subcommittee on defense takes up the defense piece and all of that stuff. Now, I've seen bits and pieces of that done. And then you remember things like minibuses. That's when they put like three of them together. And, you know, there's some that aren't that big. There are some that are naturally go together. I don't want to completely trash everybody that's trying to get this work done, but there is a lack of discipline that leads to these dysfunctional situations. And what these dysfunctional situations do, they empower a few people at the top. You often hear the debate of the four corners plus Mnuchin, or the five corners, or, you know, and that went on, you know, for the last 8 years with both presidents that I've served under or with. And that just empowers the people at the very end to slip in the things that you don't see coming until you're forced with a straight up or down vote on the final day when you've been sleep deprived. And that's where we are again on this thing. But remember this, there is, again, the system is sort of designed to be difficult, right? 435 House members from 435 different places, each representing 700,000 people just like them. You know, 100 senators, two from each state representing, you know, people, you know, more diverse. And that's 535 negotiators. And as long as there's time on the clock, right, you're going to keep shooting the three-pointers or, you know, hoping for the fast break. And if they go into overtime, you're going to keep working some more. And as long as the clock is running, you're always going to try to negotiate one more thing. And the failure here is that the clock never stops. There's no landing pad. There's no strategy for that except Christmas Eve. And it's very, very frustrating.
Now, with 10,000 pages filled with much of what you've been working on in all these different areas for some time, as you say, you've got the outline. But there are always, whenever these deals happen, we hear about, did you know it included blank? And did you know it included blank? Where did that come from? The things they sort of sneak in. Have you spotted any of those yet?
Well, just as an example, and I asked the question early this week. I asked the question last night with our Republicans on the phone with Steven Mnuchin, and it wasn't a shocker to me. It's a tradition. It's as traditional as Christmas. But I said, are the tax extenders by any chance in this bill? And then there's this pause, and then some staffer gets on the phone and says, well, yes, Senator Cramer, there are. Well, okay, but tax extenders are those tax breaks that are targeted at special interest groups that expire until you extend them, you know? And the reason I asked the question is because I was suspicious it would be there, because I asked the question earlier in the week, and I sent a letter. I've read two letters on this topic. And I said, so does that mean that the wind production tax credit is in there? Let me look, Senator. And they pretend like they're looking, you know? And then they say, yes, it would be. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. That's too bad, right? So anyway, then you dig deeper and you find out, okay, there's some other tax policies for the coal industry that are better, and that's fine. But it's what happens when 535 different people are negotiating one big package, and you have 10,000 pages, and you have to look at it on balance and say, okay, we got these 20 things that are good for this group and these 10 that are good. Oh, there's this I don't like so much, but, you know, and then you're forced with these very difficult giant decisions, as opposed, Scott, to doing it the way you're supposed to do it, and that is have hearings, have floor time, 30 hours of debate on cloture and 30 hours of debate on the end, and having, 100, 200. There have been times, they tell me about times when people like Robert Byrd were the majority leader, when you'd have 500 debates, 500 amendments on a floor before you'd have final passage. And that doesn't happen anymore.
And for folks that don't remember, the vote originally, I forget how long ago, on the production tax credit is that it would end and be phased out. And
in 1992, when it first passed, it was to end in 1999. It's now been extended 12 times since then.
Yeah. You know, which means it didn't really ever intend to end in 1999. It just keeps going, which, you know, even in the industry themselves says, hey, we understand. It's past its time. We don't want it anymore. They keep slipping it in, you know. My gosh.
Well, the industry keeps saying, what they do is they say, oh, no, senators, we don't need this anymore. We've proven that wind works. It's been fantastic. It's very reliable. We don't need this anymore. A wink, wink, Mr. Chairman, wink, wink, you know, members of the committee. We mean it this time. We really don't need it. Wink, wink. That's how it works. And that's why I get very public about this, because, and to the point of, you might have seen Americans for Tax Reform did a very nice piece on my advocacy this week, in their newsletter, because I've just sort of had it. And we're a big wind state, but Scott, you can't subsidize something forever and keep saying how great it is. it requires 30% or a third of the cost of a wind farm to be paid for by taxpayers, just so your electric rates can go up too. You know, if it works, it doesn't need a subsidy.
Yeah, and again, Republicans in control, you know, meant regular order and these things getting vetted, and you know that's not happening. And you're right there. I saw I don't know, this is kind of an obscure one, but White House and Senator Tim Scott championed a proposal that would increase the deduction to 100%. Allowing companies to deduct the full cost of a business meal off their federal taxes. Since the 80s, it's been, businesses have been only able to deduct 50% of their meal expenses, so this would go to 100%. Now, I imagine that's, in part, encouraging more people to, you know, do business meals and events and whatnot and
right.
Give it a tax break and help restaurants that have been hammered, through COVID, right. But that's kind of a funny one. What, have you heard about that one?
Yeah. That's actually been pretty highly debated over the years since, this was something in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that a lot of conservatives were upset about, because that should be an allowable deduction. But you have to find cuts here and there on the revenue side. But President Trump has been a strong advocate for this. There's no question that the shutdowns by various mayors and governors of restaurants have been very hard hitting. I mean, you couldn't exaggerate how hard it's been on the industry, and I'm shocked at how few politicians understand that. And so, this one seemed like it was both a stimulus as well as pretty good tax policy.
On a short break, when we come back, I want to ask you about the $82 billion for education.
Sure.
An enormous number. And also $15 billion in grants for theater operators. Interesting. In the whole COVID relief package. So that, when we come back, COVID relief package, expect us to pass the House early this afternoon and then the Senate late this afternoon, early evening. More after this.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen, and only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is a move in your future? You need to find a realtor to find you a home where you're going or sell your home where you're at? If so, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. I got your attention now, didn't I? It's so simple. You go online, fill out a simple form. A local realtor contacts you within 24 hours. When your home sells, or you buy a new home, you get $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchased or sold. And then you move with Action Movers. And it may be for free, depending on the sale price of the home. Call them at 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. Or you can visit them online at actionmovers.com to find out more about that. Action Movers, two ways there, actionmovers.com. Former Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. We're getting the tick-tock on the final hours of the COVID relief plan and the government funding plan. A lot of the work of the Congress culminating in these final hours and votes that will happen today. You pushed really hard for a forgiveness component to the Paycheck Protection Program, and I see there are forgivable loans slash grants in here. Tell us about what survived in your proposal in the bill.
Sure. So that was my main drive. It was one thing was I wanted a one-page attestation so that the employer, for people who have a loan of $150,000 or less, would sign a one-pager that you know, have some details on it, of course, but says I, you know, to the best of my knowledge or whatever it would be, you always, when you sign your name, you presume you're, you know, there could always be something you don't know, but you basically attest that you have fulfilled the law regarding this loan. Remember that PPP loans were designed to be forgiven if you used it to maintain your payroll and didn't use it for other things. And other fixed costs, I should say, you know, things like mortgage or rent and things like that were also included, utilities. Well, that was getting so burdensome to fill out all the forms and send in all the paperwork. And, you know, you have a $5,000 to a, you know, $150,000 loan and you end up spending more money getting the forgiveness forms filled out than you did getting the loan. So it goes to one page, and then that the standard, you know, the bureaucracy is already, the SBA has already put in a standard that's very open-ended and provides all the leverage to the bureaucrat to slam you if they want to come after you. And they had the standard called good faith effort. And that good faith effort, so people know, if you ever see a situation where an enforcement agency has a standard of good faith effort, just remember they get to decide on a case-by-case basis whether your effort was good enough or not, whether it was faithful enough. And that's by design. That's so that the bureaucrats can have all the leverage on you. And this is true of lots of things, including conservation compliance for agriculture. And unless you're bigger than the government, if you're a big tech company, then you use it the other way. You use it to defend yourself. And so we got that removed. That was a very hard fight, Scott. There's still some things I wish we could have gotten done in there. I wish we could have eliminated a lot of the paperwork that, you know, you're still going to have to, banks are going to maybe have to sort of work through some of this themselves. But we did greatly simplify and hopefully provide some relief on the forgiveness of those smaller loans.
$82 billion for education seems a little rich for me. $54 billion for K-12 schools, $22 billion for colleges. Governors get another $4 billion to spend on education aid at their discretion. Is that needed?
Well, there's a lot of concern about reopening schools. And part of why schools haven't reopened in some cases is that they can't afford, you know, the stuff that it takes to be safe. So whether it's HVAC systems or you know, PPEs or, you know, cleaners and all kinds of things. What we want to do is we want to take away all of the barriers, all the arguments against reopening your schools and having, you know, children learn from people in a classroom. And now the teachers' unions in a lot of places, and I'm not going to accuse North Coast of this, but boy, a lot of places they've been hostile about this, Scott. And as you know, the science proves over and over. Even Anthony Fauci, who liberals all love, has said kids need to be in the classroom that they don't spread the disease. You know, like all the science demonstrates that. And yet the teachers union has pushed hard against reopening, as you know, for whatever reason they care a lot about kids, but they don't want them to come to school. So there's some in colleges and universities, $4 billion for governors. You're exactly right. But more than $54 billion of this $82 billion is for K-12 schools and about $23 billion for higher education. And then there's a child care part of that as well for $10 billion in emergency cash for child care. Because as you know, child care facilities have not been able to be open, and that's created a work shortage for moms and dads that normally would be able to go to work, but they can't because they don't have child care. And so we're trying to, again, a lot of this is aimed at getting people back to work and getting businesses reopened.
Real quick on theaters receiving $15 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it just seemed like a lot of money, but is that a Broadway deal? Is that a Chuck Schumer deal, or what is the...
Yeah, that's a great point. No, we actually put some guardrails in that because there was an effort by some to include, you know, these big, highly leveraged, you know, art places that have lots of cash and donors and whatnot. So we targeted it more for the smaller venues, live entertainment venues and theaters, because they were locked out of sort of the last package. They were sort of locked out of the last package. And, of course, they can't be open either anymore and haven't been able to be because they maybe can't afford all of the things that you need, again, to be reopened. It gets back to some of these things like HVAC systems and whatnot. In fact, I'm going to be working on something next year with Jackie Rosen, just like this earlier issue about the business lunch tax credit. That was something that Catherine Cortez Masto and I from Nevada worked on. Jackie is also from Nevada.
All right, keep talking. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.